Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Calling all paddies, listen up. An award-winning Irish filmmaker and photographer is searching for people named Paddy to take part in a very unique project he is putting together that will apparently challenge the Paddy Irishman stereotype. Oh, I'll stop playing that. So, speaking of stereotypes, to tell us more, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by the man spearheading the project, Ross O'Callaghan. Good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. Now, listen, before we start, I have to ask you, can you remember a time in your childhood that maybe, just maybe, you know, would have gotten your parents up in the high courts?
Many of them. I would say my parents would have been on the steps of the High Court a lot of times. Listen, there was loads. We ran rogue when we were younger, I suppose. Wild. I was related to Meals on Wheels. I used to go, like, leave the house at sunrise, come back for food and go back out again till sunset. But the one story, I suppose, that I remember, I have two older sisters. One is 7 years older and one is 9 years older. So I was kind of a mistake, but a very pleasant one. But my sisters used to bring me out for walks, obviously sent out to get us all out of the house. But at one stage they were caught. We used to live in Weston Park on a fairly steep hill. And Kira, my eldest sister, would go to the top of the hill with the buggy and release it and let me loose down the hill. So my younger sister, Grania, could catch it at the bottom of the hill. So many of the neighbours would have been in knocking on the door, basically going, I don't think this is exactly right. So I suppose that's where the need for speed came from in my life.
Absolutely, from your sisters. And you should be grateful to your sisters for that.
I am. I'm very grateful for them now, and I'm very grateful to be still here.
So, yes. And we're very grateful you're still here because you're doing something pretty amazing. Can you tell us more about this project and what is the goal?
The goal is to tell a story of Irish men and where we're all at, both now, present and past, I suppose. There's a massive, by using the name Paddy, it helps get that message across. And I suppose I've travelled for the last 25 years as a cameraman. I've travelled all over the world, I suppose, you know, many times. And any Irishman who's travelled will always be related to, like, has been related to as Paddy. And I suppose while I was away on that journey or on those journeys, I just, you know, I wanted to get a photographic project off the ground. And I really feel that this is a way of doing that, I suppose, but also telling a great story about Irish men at the moment, where we are and where we were.
So you're looking for anybody with the name Paddy?
Exactly, yeah. So any age, shape, size. Initially we went after a couple of well-known Paddies, but this project is equally about Paddies who aren't well-known and have real life story. Like, I'm as interested in a Paddy who's 11 years of age, who dreams of being an astronaut and, like, you know, builds spaceships out of cardboard boxes in their back garden, as I am about a Paddy, like, who's already conquered the world. So I think that's what's very important to the project, that it does come across and tells the story of, like, the real life of Ireland at the moment.
So do you plan on getting them all together, or do you plan on shooting them individually? What's the plan, and what do you do with the photographs?
The plan is to shoot them individually. So over the last few days, the emails have been flooding into ross@paddyirishmanproject.com. Mm-hmm. And a lot of Paddies are expressing an interest in getting involved. I'll spend the next, you know, we're putting it out there for 12 months because the plan is to exhibit the photographs in an exhibition in New York on Patrick's Day on 2022. So that gives us exactly 12 months now. And the plan will be that we'll go around, you know, individually collecting all these kind of lovely portraits, I suppose, and nice little stories and bios about each of the Paddies, and hopefully we'll exhibit them then in New York. Hopefully down the line we will, you know, get a few of the, you know, get a good group of Paddies together. But the idea behind it, I suppose, is that we will be bringing all these Paddies together in one exhibition at the end.
And changing that stereotype of the Paddy Irishman. It's a great idea. I can't wait to see it. Have you recruited many Paddies to date, roughly?
Yeah, well, there's been a massive... I recruited personally before we kind of launched the search. Any Paddy that I've spoken to, I've been kicking this idea around for the last kind of 2 years, Jennifer, to be honest. But it was only kind of brought to fruition and launched the search, I suppose, over this weekend or this week because it's the Patrick's weekend. But yes, there's any Paddy I've said it to have been really interested, and all have agreed. I haven't had a negative Paddy yet, if you know what I mean. So it is, everyone's getting behind it. And as I say, the emails are flying in, and we're literally going to go over the next week or two, we're going to go through them. And then hopefully I'll get back on the road now and start shooting all the Paddies.
Listen, you don't want to be a Paddy in Ireland and not be involved in this in some shape or form, or even get your name in the mix. For all the Paddies, Patrick's, Padraig's listening, you mentioned it there quickly, but how can they get in touch right now? What exactly will they have to do?
Right now, the easiest way to get us is to email ross@paddyirishmanproject.com. And we're obviously on Paddy Irishman Project on all the normal social media, the Facebooks and Instagrams and all that. Mm-hmm. And you will be able to follow the journey on those. I'll be posting all the time as I go along, and they'll see the stories unfold.
Brilliant. Ross O'Callaghan, thank you so much for coming on the show and letting us know about that amazing project. Best of luck. I can't wait to see it.
Super. Thanks
see
a million,
you, Ross.
Jennifer.
Bye. There we go. That is Ross O'Callaghan. If you are called any variant of the name Paddy and you want to get involved, as he said, simply email ross@paddyirishmanproject.com, or you can tag @paddyirishmanproject on Instagram. What a gorgeous idea. We'll be back right after these.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.